This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Alex Jones here reporting from Hawaii. We're off the island of Maui, and Democrat Congressman Hank Johnson believes that islands float. We're about to see if his theory is correct. He also believes socialism works better than capitalism, which is similar to believing that islands float. But let's see if he's correct. Because after all, if you don't agree with him, you're racist.
This is an island that at its widest level is, what, 12 miles from shore to shore? Yeah, my fear is that the whole island will become so overly populated that it will tip over and capsize.
We don't anticipate that.
Look, it's total proof. The island is the top of a mountain, and it just keeps going down 3,000 feet off the coast of Hawaii. The scientists are right.
The Democrat had gotten it wrong. Total proof, look. Now, those are boats. Those do float. The side of Maui is aluminum, and it floats on top of water. Rocks do not float on top of water.
I would sign off as Alex Jones with InfoWars.com, but now I identify as Hank Johnson, a black man from Atlanta. So, Hank Johnson for InfoWars.com, signing off. Over and out.
What happens when you put in a cage fight a giant in with a midget?
Hey, Mr. Johnson, got a quick question for you. Have you ever,
Roger Stone did nothing wrong.
Hey, Alex Jones, the little people.
Roger Stone did nothing wrong.
And Guam. I've always wanted to ask you, that was a joke when you said Guam floated, right?
It was.
This is an island that at its widest level is, what, 12 miles from shore to shore? Yeah, my fear is that the whole island will become so overly populated that it will tip over and capsize.
We don't anticipate that.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. Well, you got it. You're a man with a sense of humor.
That's right.
I always knew that.
Well, I always, when I'm watching C-SPAN, I see you talking. It's funny, but then you say some really witty stuff, and some of you say some really ridiculous stuff. And I think people are maybe like doing to do me, taking stuff out of context.
The midget will not win the fight. I'm going to tell you that. Why? He just doesn't carry enough weight. As I'm prone to do, I use a lot of analogies, and so last night I used an analogy that some find offensive. Just within the last 12 hours or so, I have found that the use of the midget, the use of the M word is no longer socially acceptable.
I think we may both have that dilemma.
Even the Washington Post admits Google location, when you turn it off, they still track it. So, Sundar's a nice, likable fellow, but he's not telling the truth.
Well, I think we have to get more, we've got to get more precise with our questions.
We got to get it tight, get it right?
Perhaps if we had more than 5 minutes, we could get into it like that.
I agree. What do you think about Google helping censor the Chinese with their Dragonfly operation?
I think that when you are in a foreign country doing business, you do business in accordance with that country's policies. And so it's a difficult situation in this global environment.
What about these folks? 2 million Muslims to put concentration camps?
I know nothing about all of that.
Here he is.
So this is kind of an unwieldy situation.
Nice to meet you.
Good to meet you, too. Good luck to you.
Where is Colonel? I'll see you on Guam.
Thank you. is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
This is an emergency transmission from deep in the heart of Texas. The U.S. resistance against a global corporate combine empowered and funded by Communist China, allied with the big mega banks that set up Communist China in 1949. The Communist Chinese have taken control of U.S. telecommunications infrastructure. The Communist Chinese have taken control of Hollywood. The Communist Chinese have taken control of the main universities. This is all confirmed. This is not a drill. Big tech in Silicon Valley is almost completely run by the Communist Chinese government. They've officially become state-run. Apple, 100%. Google is now making the transition and announcing a merger and total worldwide censorship. They are now beta testing using me as the straw man, a demonized version of Alex Jones, to do that. This is happening. This is not like the other probes before that were meant to get you used to probes and censorship, thinking you would adapt to censorship by just putting up with it. Now this attack is thousands and thousands and thousands of times the magnitude of all previous attacks. This is a titrated dose, reverse psychological warfare operation using adapt and overcome, subversion, paradigm manipulation. In layman's terms, they are manipulating the fact that we adapt to being oppressed. We adapt to being pressed at the low dosages of oppression. Now when the megaton hits us of the total takeover, we try to adapt to the poison infusion instead of not knowing it's a lethal dose if we accept the dose. Total Internet of Things integration, global social score, complete command and control system. It is the virtual reality AI weapon system now attacking the United States with traitors inside the major security agencies, blocking Trump's resistance of the program and attempting to stop us from removing the tentacles of the Chi-Com slash Big Tech banking combine emergency situation. I have been chosen for destruction because I brought you this information and have been battering, ramming it out as much as I can. They want to double use me as they always do in any complex system of mathematical deception, where every angle of my good is turned against us. So they take what I've said, being sincere, build me into an insincere person in the straw man. I'm a person that cares about life and children and is against these wars. And so they make me a murderer of children. And then they build me into this lie to then set the distraction while they're actually censoring all of you to make a debate about Alex Jones. So even if I didn't sell out to them, they now use me as an archetype to serve them by being the main distraction. I am now the captured by the enemy in the information warfare fulcrum and is being used against you. Only your full understanding of this key will break you free from this paradigm. I have given you the transmission. Now break free.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday, December 14th, 2018. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be here for the next 4 hours. And, of course, you've got the War Room with Owen Schroyer, Roger Stone, and others. Kicks off every day, 3 p.m. Central. We come right back in the morning with InfoWars live transmission with David Knight weekdays, weekday mornings, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. right before this broadcast. I talked about basically the same subject at the start of the broadcast yesterday, radio slash TV syndicated transmission, that I look at the news and I read the news, and then I see what's happening on the street in my own life, and what's happening in the schools and the churches and the grocery stores and the farms and factories, and I get very, very angry. And then it's hard for me to then really go on air. So that's why I have to explain to folks why I either have to be very cynical about things on air, or I'm going to start screaming and yelling or maybe even crying. Because when you really do care, and you see a bunch of other people that don't, you get angry. And you witness how the establishment, these creatures, play on our weakest issues, play on our lesser angels, and how they divide and conquer us, and how they poison us, and how they give us disinformation from birth, and how they target the children. It enrages me. You know, I don't just read the newspapers. I have my own personal experiences, just like you do. And every year at the start of school, I see on the streets of America, and I hear about it from friends, family, and neighbors. I hear about it from my own children. I have four children. About young people that go get their vaccine and have a convulsion and are in the hospital. I also have a lot of friends whose 2-, 3-, 4-year-olds come down with, quote, type 1 diabetes. And they say, well, it's not from their diet. It must be genetic. Well, yeah, it's genetic that they got permanent pancreatitis, and the insert says it can shut down the flu shot. Says it can shut down your pancreas forever. And then school's out forever because your pancreas has been blown to pieces. And just like I opened the show up yesterday with all the thousands of deaths and people paralyzed by polio-like disease, but they won't say it's polio, and oh, they can't treat it, and they don't want to talk about it, and they tell you that, well, we're not going to report it. The CDC has said to hospitals, don't report this publicly. Do it in our secret reporting system that they use for the secret experimentation and the secret taking of blood at birth for 46 years under secret law, which we first exposed 20 years ago. There were then lawsuits in Texas and Minnesota, all confirmed, and the national secret worldwide database was then discovered, run by the United Nations. I digress. I have all this incredible news, but look what I saw in my stacks, and I saw several others in the stacks. They're not even looking for vaccine damage news. It's there. They can't hide it. Lou Ferrigno, he almost died. And even the New York Post, even People magazine, says the Incredible Hulk, Lou Ferrigno, hospitalized after pneumonia vaccination goes wrong. But every year when they get ready to shoot your kids up before school starts, what do they say on the news? They say safe and effective, might make the injection site sore. It's a conspiracy theory by the guy that says Sandy Hook didn't happen. They always throw that in there. A lot of articles, in fact, hundreds every year at the start of school say Alex Jones says this, and, well, he's a racist. Meanwhile, my grandmother got polio. My uncle almost died from a tetanus shot. I literally know multiple people in this building where the vaccines killed their children. Killed them. As in dead. And still, people won't listen to me. Lou Ferrigno, we'll tell you more about this, but I'm not going to get to it this hour. So you get into geopolitical stuff and economic things and the UN worldwide funding Marxist-style race war. That's all coming up first. So I'm going to set all the vaccine deaths and illnesses and people paralyzed. I'm going to set this aside. Yeah, you take the pneumonia shot, you get pneumonia. You take the flu shot, you get flu. Everybody knows this. My mother was not in professional sports when she was younger. Didn't start competitively swimming until she was 35. And then she was on the UT Masters, won silver medals, gold medals at national competitions. I mean, she was beating former Olympic athletes. And UT told her at about 43, told them all, take your flu shot. We got some big meets coming up. And she took it and almost killed my mama. She was in bed for a month. She lost 25 pounds. And she never came back to where she was ever again. I warn you again, folks. You can't swing a stick in the dark and not hit somebody that got killed or almost killed by this crap. So I'm pissed. And I say it's time to stop playing damn games. Excuse me. I'm having real anger issues right now, and it's not an act. And I apologize for using the Lord's name in vain. I don't intend it as that. You hear preachers saying God says you'll be damned to hell. All I'm saying is, God, please damn these people to hell that know what they're doing. And please support us because the globals are trying to shut us down. You know that. Biggest sales ever. Store-wide free shipping. 50-75% off and a free t-shirt with every order. These are major loss leaders. InfoWarsStore.com. Without you, we won't be here. Do your Christmas shopping there. Don't fight the crowds in traffic and help fund the InfoWar. A total 360 win. Thank you for your support.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the SmartBP app.
That's one.
SmartBP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
SmartBP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of SmartBP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. SmartBP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With SmartBP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. SmartBP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's SmartBP from Evolve Medical Systems. The Smart Blood Pressure Tracker.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news. Today, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we've got the rat coming clean, Mr. Cohen, one of Trump's disgraced lawyers, giving his so-called interview to 60 Minutes. That's going to be coming up. We're also going to get to, obviously, the massive news of the UN trying to stir up race war all over the planet. They've got major leaders in South Africa, top politicians, the heads of major parties, saying we will kill their children and women. Fury over black South African politicians' call to kill whites. Got to pull up Khalid Muhammad. He's still on YouTube. We kill the women? We kill the children? We kill the babies? You say, why do you kill those little beautiful blonde-haired, blue-eyed babies? Because every 9 months the white woman lays down on her back and military enforcements roll out. So I say, kill them all. That's what's taught by the communists in the United States, and that's what's taught by the communists in South Africa. And it ties in to even mainstream Politico all these years later. Hell, Paul Watson went to several European countries a few years ago, and he offered a huge bounty, a large amount of money, to any mainstream media that would go to these no-go zones. And when they went there, they found out that, indeed, people tried to kill them. Now the no-go zones are most areas of cities. I mean, it's just hellish. And here's Politico. Sweden's violent reality is undoing a peaceful self-image. But you read it, and it's nothing about it being Muslims, 90% of the crime. Hilarious. Wow. Unbelievable. So we'll be looking into all that, and this is really the biggest news of the day. So I want to spend some time on it coming up. French generals accuse Macron, and these are acting generals, major generals, and others, of treason over UN migration pact. And they go on to say that's what it is. Wow. No one would talk about the UN migration pact 2 years ago. We were talking about it, or 6 months ago, or a month ago. Now it's all over the news. And the French military is saying, we may have to remove you, and the public has a right to revolt. Wait till we get to that. And, oh, the Egyptian president has come out and said that the left is organizing Islam into an invasion force to take down Europe, and that Muslims should openly assimilate and decry the leftist alliance with radical forms of Islam like Wahhabism, or that it's going to basically trigger a clash of civilizations. And he's a good guy. He's pro-Trump, pro-America. Egyptian president blast migrants not assimilating in Europe and says they have built superior technology and superior culture and that we need to adopt it. Now, that's just being honest. Just like in Egypt 5,000 years ago, people were trying to get in there because they had superior technology. You need to adopt the Egyptian culture. And so he's telling people, listen, you don't want to ally yourself with the globalists and the left. You're crazy. So see, from Russia to Poland to the United States to England to Brazil to everywhere,
people are getting it. Big mega corporations are allied with China and the communist, radical Islam, God-hating leftists, and everybody's going, whoa, we don't want to be part of this. We don't want to blow up America and Europe. We're not enemies with you. We don't want to be played in this game. So suddenly everything we've talked about in our basic nomenclature, you see, is the speech of the world now. Our terms, like world government, global governance, new world order, tax-exempt foundations, diplomatic immunity for the UN, carbon taxes, Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, weaponized third world populations. Now it's on because we forced the terms into common use and we've exposed how the world really works after them stonewalling for decades while they built this monster. And now we've got a good chance of beating these people, but we had to admit there was a global criminal government forming. We had to admit it was allied with radical Islam. We had to admit they're targeting our children and our families. It was hard to admit when they were first building it, because who wants to admit this? It's crazy. But now that it's emerging, and now that we're really facing it, we now know who the enemy is, and we're going to win. In fact, look at DrudgeReport.com. Paris police brace for more violent protests. Now the government admits you are nationalists, you are French. We've brought in 10 million illegal aliens. They're crapping all over the ground. Everything's going bankrupt. We shouldn't have 85% taxes. And the EU says that they're about to fall and that the global order is collapsing. Even the global order of breaking the social compact and overrunning our countries and enslaving us? Yes, that order is in trouble because humanity is now awakening. And the process is accelerating. And there's only a few ways the globalist could stop this now, but I'm going to break those down on the other side. Next year's news today, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to have our reporters there again this weekend on the ground. Dan Lyman got shot at, saw men and women have their eyes blown out by the French. Got to stop myself. Most of them weren't French. The big blue armored vehicles with the UN-controlled EU symbol on it with mercenaries for the first time since 1945, foreign troops. Oh, and what do these generals cite as treason? And the need to remove the entire traitorous government. They cite the armored EU vehicles. See how they hid that in plain view? Foreign mercs, many of them, on your streets, suppressing you. Foreign troops. What did I say? On Sunday and Monday, foreign troops, treason, France invaded for the first time since World War II by a foreign power, Macron like the Vichy French, and now, in the letters written by the top generals, they say exactly that. They didn't get that from me. They know history. They're seeing it happen. You're seeing France being conquered, but not without a shot being fired. The mercs are there, targeting men and women, shooting them in the face with rubber bullets. I predict that will cause the violent overthrow of the French government by the military. And I salute it, because it's not the French government. It's an occupied criminal collaborator group of dirtbags that need to be removed. And if they continue to struggle and try to sell the country out and lower its defenses and bankrupt it and bring in third world populations to act as their political force to burn cities anytime they want, then these so-called French leaders who are really collaborators need to be dealt with, just like collaborators were dealt with in 1942, 43, 44, and 45. They need to be swinging from the ends of ropes, and they will be if they keep pushing it. Juncker, Macron, I'm not threatening them. I'm telling them, just like Mussolini and Hitler and the Vichy French, Toto and all of them, you're going to be swinging from the ends of ropes, you little snot-nosed Rothschild sex toy. So you better know when to back down, you piece of filth. The French are awakening, and that's a good thing. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsStore.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this live Friday worldwide broadcast. I'm your host, Alex Jones. I'm going to plunge right into the globalist latest attempt to literally take over and take down the nation states. Now people are battling back in just an incredible way, but also how the globalists are counter-striking against that and the tactics they're using to stop it. And some of the other tactics they haven't quite completely used yet that we need to be aware of are in their quiver. So that's coming up here in just a few minutes. Tim Frugier and Pat Riley, two of the guys that work here, are the guys a lot of times that bring me some Soros Hillary-funded lawsuit or, you know, some new threat. A lot of times they bring me bad news, which I always demand to have immediately. We're ready to face the day, not stick our heads in the sand in this fight for liberty. But they came in just about 15 minutes ago during the last break and said, hey, boss, we've got some bad news for you, bad news folder. And I said, what, another lawsuit or something like that, or somebody's dead? And they said, oh, no, it's actually good news. Here's your present. So if you're a TV viewer, you can see this. Again, I'll describe it for radio listeners. Can we zoom in a little bit more, please? Thanks. You can see there that it's Vladimir Putin, Donald Trump, and Alex Jones on blue Christmas paper with snowflakes on it. So I don't know what this is, but I said, is this kosher for television? Can I open this on air? So this is a big surprise, and I'm going to not make you wait till the end of the show like other talk shows do to see what it is. I'm going to tear this open. I had to tell them, I said, is this custom wrapping paper? And they said, oh, yes, it's custom wrapping paper. So let's see what on earth this is. I know they seem really excited in there. Crap. I just dropped whatever it is behind me. That just builds the suspense even more. So just slid out on the ground over there. Will somebody bring that to me? Thank you. So it's two pieces of cardboard with something sandwiched between it. I'm about to find out what it is. Thank you very much. Oh, my God. Okay. It is a Brian Stelter calendar. And I will not be hanging this in the kitchen because that would cause me to not be able to enjoy my food. And I certainly won't be hanging it in the gym because that would be depressing. Maybe I can hang it like above the garbage cans in the garage. Now let's zoom out for radio listeners and TV viewers. Oh, my goodness. So there is his head photoshopped. Or are these real photos of Brian Stelter? He really is into himself. He doesn't know how to do. Oh, my gosh. There he is moving a large stump. It's a country boy. Oh, my gosh. What in the hell is that? Brian Stelter with rose petals on his chest. Oh, here's another one. Brian Stelter is a leprechaun. Oh, my gosh. Here's another one. Brian Stelter as a child on Easter. Brian Stelter having a beer. Okay, well, that is truly hideous. This obviously is not true. This is Brian Stelter wrapped in an American flag. We know he hates America. Brian Stelter walking around in a backyard. Brian Stelter is a fireman. Again, he's in all of these sexy poses here. Brian Stelter in the pumpkin patch. Brian Stelter with a pumpkin pie. I'm not going to describe for listeners what he's doing with it. Brian Stelter, again, this is truly hideous. Okay, guys, you've outdone yourself. I really feel like I've been assaulted. Sorry for TV viewers. This is unbelievable. Why don't we hang this in one of the conference rooms and actually use it to put notes on? So let us know and remind us who we're fighting here. Please, take it away. Oh, that's supposed to cheer me up. Take him off the screen, please. We've seen enough of Stelter. Thank you. Gotta have some fun around here. I think the guys are trying to do that. Stop, 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 stop. That's enough. Seriously. They're having a lot of fun in there. We're going to have a new T-shirt. The design just got sent off to our Texas printers. That'll be out. It'll be done next week. We'll have them in by the new year. But we'll start pre-sales on these next week. And then, again, you'll get them in the first of the year. But it is actually warms my heart. And I'll just tell you, it has to do with Alexandra Cortez, the incredibly hilarious. I mean, she gives Hank Johnson a run for his money for being stupid. We're going to have her, well, let's just say it involves a dog. And let's just say it involves Trump's tweet that his son put out that she said she's going to have him criminally investigated for and have him subpoenaed to Congress, which is illegal for his political activity, where Trump said in America, and in capitalist countries, we walk our dogs. In socialist countries like Venezuela, you eat your dogs. And so since she wants to turn us into Venezuela, in her own words, Bernie Sanders has praised Hugo Chavez in Venezuela and praised her. Since she's done that too, literally, you can say that, you know, chicken in every pot was the saying that FDR had, that everybody would get more food during the Depression. Chicken in the pot every night. Well, we're talking about a dog in every pot is going to be Cortez's slogan. And just like we said, Hillary for prison, 2016, we launched that meme. You launched that meme, and it became incredibly powerful and had a massive, massive effect. We are going to make her head on a dog, and they're going to say, you're calling women dogs. No, just Cortez, a socialist, not a dog. We're saying we don't want her and her ignorance to be consumed by the socialism she's promoting. It kind of has that, a pun, or is it a double entendre, or it has a double meaning. She's a dog, and we're saying, let's not eat the dogs. It's the people that bring in socialism a lot of times who are idiots like her, and I think she probably believes in it, that don't understand it, ends up literally destroying them and their country as people eat themselves alive. Okay. I'm going to get very focused and very serious now, and we're going to go to break and come back, and I'm going to get into some good news, and then I'm going to get into some more good news, and then I'm going to get into some more good news. But then I will, I'm a little bit behind, into the bad news, how they're striking back currently and the other cards they've got in a little hand. And we think we're winning right now, but if we don't recognize how they can counterpunch and how they probably will, then we could lose. And you don't want to lose to these people because they're so bad. So that is coming up in the next segment. Please don't forget, you stand between InfoWars and the Hillary criminal mob and Soros and the globalists. They publicly said get InfoWars off the air. They publicly said shut down their free speech. They sicked all their systems on us, and we're still standing. And in some ways, we're stronger, getting more AM and FM stations, more TV stations, more cable stations, more hardcore visitors to NewsWars.com and InfoWars.com. But our reach, our tentacles, as they would call them, as Brian Stelter calls them, calls me a virus, a disease, I have tentacles. So I guess if you're an evil globalist, or, you know, I guess like a child molester would think police coming to bust him would be a bad thing. I'm not talking about Stelter. He looks like a child molester, like the archetypal one. I'm not saying he is. I'm saying he sees me as a liberty, as a patriot guy, as a bad guy. So he kind of sees me as a monster. I kind of get that. Kind of like a pedophile would think the cops busting down their door to save kids in a basement, you know, would be bad as well from his perspective. Not Stelter, the fictional pedophile. It would be something quite horrifying. Now, continuing here. We have the biggest sales of the year running right now on supplements, on books, on water filtration, on DVDs, on great Patriot apparel, all of it. Store-wide, free shipping, 50 to 75% off on everything in the store. Double Patriot points and a free T-shirt with every order. Many of these are lost leaders, but it's an end-of-year inventory. Everything must go sales. So don't fight the traffic. Don't fight the crowds. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and help fight the...
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com.
Cannabisstocks.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit ACS2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So, I'm not going to sit here and list all the African countries, all the Latin American countries, all the Asian countries, all the European countries, Southern, Eastern, Western, the UK, the US, everywhere, nationalists and patriots are winning almost every election. People are awake to world government. They're awake to how foreign populations of untrained, unskilled people, military-age men, are being brought in and then being kept on welfare and being allowed to commit massive crimes as a political detonator that the leftists can activate to burn down cities anytime they want. But see, the citizens, like the Yellow Vesters spreading worldwide, they can burn things down, too, but instead of burning down the neighborhoods like the Islamists are ordered to do and then drive people out and move into those neighborhoods, the French can burn down the government officials' houses and cars and then, in some cases, kill them. And that's why the French military, some of their top generals and others, have written a letter, currently serving generals, to Macron saying, you have battered our people. You have squeezed them. They're on the edge of total revolt, and they have a right to revolt, and you are involved in, quote, treason, just like the Vichy French were with Hitler. What is it when you open your borders and announce, come here, everything's free, and then let your people be robbed and killed and raise taxes to pay foreign currency scam, carbon trading bureaus money? You are a traitor. You are a criminal. French generals accuse Macron of treason over UN migration pact. Paul Joseph Watson, Infowars.com. Open letter says French citizens have another reason to revolt, and that's the globalism. And the generals mention the UN migration pact, which says that it circumvents national sovereignty. Even if a country doesn't want people in, the UN will bring them in. And the EU army says it will force them in if Italy or Macedonia or Greece don't accept it. Wow, that is beyond treason. That's an invasion. A group of French military generals have written an open letter to Emmanuel Macron, accusing the French president of committing treason. He's not a French president. He's a globalist. By signing the UN Migration Pact. The pact, which was signed by 164 nations on Monday, included France. It's not legally binding, but greases the skids for unlimited migration to be treated as a human right and criticism of mass migration to be treated as hate speech. Already banning it in Europe. A letter written by General Antonio Martinez and signed by 10 other generals, an admiral and a colonel, as well as former French Minister of Defense, Charles Malan, warns Macron that the move strips France of more sovereignty and provides an additional reason for an already battered people to, quote, revolt. And you read the letter, it gets hardcore and gets into the treason and how they're ignoring the laws of the Republic and how they're going to bankrupt the nation by design, and the EU is basically scuttling France, and that the UN is doing it, and that it's part of a greater Europe project to dominate France, and that the country's going to fall, and that they're, quote, erasing our civilization. And they go on to warn him, do not shine on, even though France says they've adopted, don't shine your own treason warrant. Meanwhile, Politico admits Sweden has one of the highest crime rates in the world, when just 10 years ago had the lowest crime rate in the world. And, of course, 90% of the crime is the Islamists. Meanwhile, we'll kill their children and women. Fury over black South African politician, the leader of one of the biggest parties, calls to kill whites. South Africans are outraged at a recent speech by a local revolutionary socialist politician who called upon his followers to kill white people, including women, children, even pets owned by whites. Andel Mixinama, the leader of the founder of the Pan-Africanist political party Black First and Land First, BLF, has been repeatedly heard using harsh language. And, of course, right now the current president talks like that. And the head of the Communist Party. You're like, wow, that looks like Antifa outfits they're wearing. Yes, this is all Marxist crap. Then once a country's brought down, these people are always killed by the new party that comes in. But then the resources are stolen by offshore corporations. And the Chinese are funding almost all of this, and that's on record, the Communist Chinese government. Let's go ahead and play a clip of this individual talking about we will kill their children and women. Here it is.
We'll kill white people. We'll kill their children. We'll kill their women. We'll kill anything that we find on our way. We kill their children, we kill their women, we kill their dogs, we kill their girls, we kill anything that comes before us. They are going to have 100 on our side. And we are organizing 50,000 IET soldiers. And you must please sign up. Sign your name up for being an IET soldier. You must have a organizer, you, because I'm a racist. You are my law. If it takes a week, we will send you for a week.
There's wind on there. He goes, we're going to take your land, all the rest of it. Turn it off, please. Of course, he's using a microphone invented by Western culture, and he's wearing Western clothes, and he's standing on a stage in these big cities. There was almost no one in South Africa when the Dutch showed up 400 years ago. And then Africans and others poured in because of the jobs and the money and the medicine and the rest of it. And then now the murder rate's, 10 times what it was under apartheid. I'm not defending apartheid either. They just figured out one evil for something even worse. And the whole society's collapsing. And then you got the Communist Pan-African Party all over the place. And once they've driven civilization out of there, the UN, Chi-Com-funded, race-based black parties will then start killing the other blacks. And then everything will collapse. The Chinese love that because they don't ever build any infrastructure. They build their own cities with their own generators, put a fence up, and then they don't assimilate. They don't talk to anybody. They just take the resources and move out. Except they are taking criminals who served up to 5 years in forced labor. They're telling them, we will dump you out in Africa. So they land at airfields and they just dump criminals out, kind of like they did, the British did to colonize Australia. But a lot of those weren't real criminals, obviously. A lot of these Chinese probably aren't real criminals either. It's just one hell of a deal. I mean, China is taking Africa over. And, man, the Chinese are the most – they're great people. You know, my sister's Korean adopted. The Koreans hate the Chinese. The Chinese hate the Koreans even more than they hate the Japanese. And the Japanese absolutely hate the Chinese. And the Vietnamese hate the Chinese more than anybody. They had, like, five wars with them. But no one even knows all this. Oh, but don't worry. The Southern Poverty Law Center this year said there's the dangerous myth of white genocide in South Africa. Oh, we only saw a bunch of other countries have all the whites driven out and mass murder in Zimbabwe and all these other places. But the SPLC, why, they say there's no no-go zones in Europe. They say there's no sexual mutilation. They say there's nothing happening. They say if you don't let your five-year-old get told he's really a girl, if he's a boy or vice versa, you're bad too. Just let men dress like women come talk to your kids in school about their sexuality. If they did it at the park, they get arrested. But if the school sanctions it, well, you don't want the Southern Poverty Law Center to talk bad about you, do you? All right, I'll get more into it in the next hour and open the phones up, but let me just tell you. We're winning against this evil worldwide, but you see the globalist Marxist angle they use to destabilize of race war. They're trying it in Europe, they're trying it here. And they don't have a big enough population for race war, they import it. How are they countering it? With censorship, with calling you racist if you say no to it, if you say your nation even exists, you're bad. The racist groups they're organizing are just cannon fodder. They're just useful idiots. But they're also targeting the people that speak up and tell the truth, and presidents like President Trump and others, for destruction. They know they can't stop the wave of awakening all over the world, so instead they just want to pick off all the leadership of it, of any type of populist nationalist movement, so it can never actually then deliver the goods by turning culture and society around, bringing in people that want to assimilate into Western culture and free market, and moving forward into the next level of human development. Instead, they've decided on a post-industrial world of haves and have-nots, giant underclass, a tiny ruling technocracy class, who then basically brings in a worldwide tyranny, then allowing the remnants of the West to then sign on to a mass genocide program to wipe out the entire third world population. That'll be about 9 billion when the main extermination plan is released, according to my analysis and timelines. So that's the plan. I'm trying to not move to the level when the robot drones are going to release something like weaponized mouthpox with 99% kill rate over South Africa. But the bases in many areas have already been built, and we're looking at fifth-generation delivery systems. These aren't your grandpa's helicopters.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.